Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Names.
You'll never see a team like this again.
The biggest game.
This game.
What a game.
Magnificent. Unbelievable.
Game on.
Getting a head start on the weekend.
Rugby league. That's what we need.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks Thursday night footy.
Yes. Hello. Welcome. Round 5 of the NRL Telstra Premiership. ANZ, I'm going to do this all night. Stadium Australia is where we're at for this clash between South Sydney and the Brisbane Broncos on a beautiful Sydney night. Boy, winter is taking its time getting here, and that's a good thing. The Easter show's still going on just down the road, and it's a nice atmosphere here at ANZ. Not a big crowd as yet, but who knows? They might pour in late coming from the show. Ryan Girdler, Mark Guy, Emma Lawrence, and Dan Ganane, your call team tonight. Reedy will join us shortly as well. Hello, MG.
Hello, Danielson. How are you, my friend?
I know it's not winter yet because you're still wearing the shorts, although you'll wear the shorts until you go all year wearing the shorts.
I've got joggers on, usually wear thongs. But I'd like to first start the night with a bit of a pat in the back to somebody from Stadium Australia.
Yes.
To alleviate all my anxiety about Easter Show parking and P1 parking and traffic parking, Shane Stoddard, who's the main man here, gave me a little slot downstairs, which just goes straight in the lift, straight up here, and bum.
How did you earn
that? VIP treatment.
I rang Charlie today. I said, mate, who do I have to speak to? He didn't know. Del didn't know. I rang Elias from Painaway. Yeah. He knew. Elias knows everything.
Okay, now you just gave the name away, so now we're all going to be...
I'm just going to start going through your phone to get his number.
Thanks, well, Shaney.
So here's the problem, Gerds. I hold grudges, and I had a blue with the ANZ like years ago,
yeah.
And he offered me the same deal, and I said, no, thanks.
Yeah, you got to get over that.
So that, I know, but it's, hey... But
got to let that ego thing go, Dan.
It's not an ego thing. It's when someone rings up your boss and wants you to be censured because you pointed out the traffic was bad, I don't forget those things. How are you, Gerds?
I'm okay. The traffic was bad, though, coming in. But
I may have on Twitter referred to it as effed.
This evening you did that?
No. This is 10 years ago.
It wasn't good tonight, either.
I think there's a
Sydney Kings game on.
Emma.
No. Easter show?
There's not a chance where it's Sydney Kings.
I'm just saying there's a lot going on.
Maybe the Waratahs are on.
Emma's cranky, everyone. She got a parking spot today.
Oh. Yeah. But Dan, in the just before the show began, had a great idea because I ripped the ticket off and threw it in my car in anger. I didn't look at how much it was.
Yes.
So I thought, well, you suggested that we could guess how much it is and whoever's closest has to pay.
Well,
That was furthest away.
Yeah, I'm not getting that.
North Sydney. I'm going to start us off.
Okay.
145.
I think it would be 126.
126? You've obviously had a fine there.
Yeah. I used to get weak, not at North Sydney, in Pyrmont when I was at Channel 10. I had a fortnightly parking fine.
Okay.
Well, you're just a scofflaw.
I just forget. I forget. I'm in the middle of my story and I forget to top up the meter. Oh,
surely they've got a parking spot for you somewhere.
I'm not a big dog.
What are you saying, Gerds?
I'll go 115. Classic 115.
Okay, 146 for me. Okay. Just to knock you out. Because you stole my 150. Sydney, I think you're going to be...
So we'll revisit next week.
Thank goodness you're on that Channel 9 money and not the Channel 10 money. Now you can afford that fine.
I wish I could.
Yes.
No, all right. One is not too bad.
So it's South and the Broncos tonight. 1-17, these sides. So that means Benji Marshall. We'll see him, maybe for all 80 tonight. He's the number 6. And Dean Hawkins will make his first grade debut. They've got a plethora, South, of these young players. Lachlan Elias, Blake Taff, who's injured.
Yeah.
And this is part of the reason, Gerds, why they're not necessarily keen to go a long-term deal for Adam Reynolds. They think they've got a stockpile of young talent coming through, and it looks like
we're going to get to see a couple of them throughout the year, you would imagine, Dan, and especially, you know, because they haven't been able to find a resolution between, you know, Adam, unfortunately, and the club. I wonder if that's going to force their hand a little bit, because you've got Wayne Bennett who's leaving at the end of the year, but you've got a club that are going to want to blood some young guys coming through just to see how they respond to a little bit of pressure in the NRL. So it's going to be an interesting back end of the season.
But you can't not play Adam Reynolds just because he's leaving.
No, absolutely not.
No, but there'll be chances, but you would think, at number 14 or Origin time,
absolutely,
where Cody Walker might be gone. We'll deal with that properly a little bit later with Brady.
But just quickly, what a buy Benji's been. Benji Marshall just slots straight in. I mean, that's why Penrith didn't want to let Burton go.
Yeah.
For that very reason.
Mm. What about tomorrow night? I know you're talking about this on your Sydney rush hour. That's a bumper night tomorrow, Penrith and Canberra. Is it just me, Gertz? They seem to celebrate his 91 victory every single year. And God bless them, they should.
It's the first one.
Listen,
it's like your first kid. You like your first better than your second. I hope you're not listening out there, girls.
Yeah.
But, you know.
That sounded like I was being negative towards MG. You should.
No.
But this is a beauty. 30 years. And I know Brandy and Mal, because they're supposed to work at Fox. They're going to do.
Got them off. Got the night off.
They're coming out there. I'm sure Gus will be there.
Yes. Everybody but one person. From our 91 winning team, Greg Barwick, who was our fullback.
Yes.
He lives in London, so he won't be able to make it. But I believe that there's going to be a few Raiders players there too from that game. So
fantastic.
Should be a good night.
Do you still keep in contact much with everyone?
I got to ask that question earlier today, Em, and 10-year reunion we caught up, 20-year reunion we did, and it was probably about a sprinkling, maybe half the players at each, but we don't. No, I see Cardi here tonight. Obviously, I see Brandy all the time, my brother-in-law. And not many, I think there's only a couple of who live in Penrith still. The rest have all moved on.
Canberra are always good sports about that one. And any time that game is celebrated, they always seem to be there in numbers.
I think the fact that they won a couple before.
That's right. No, that's right.
Oh, if they hadn't, they wouldn't be.
No, I
wouldn't be.
I get it. Because you don't see Balmain players at the 1989 Canberra. And you can understand that too.
Wow.
Canadian Club bring us prime time, by the way. When did beer move in? Evict your beer fridge and refill with Canadian Club. You boys had a sip of that the other day, didn't you? It's good stuff,
thanks
isn't it?
To the boss, you and Giles, bought us a little six-pack, and we had a couple. We're doing some filming at the studio, and I love it. I've got a fridge at home stock full of it.
Mm.
It's my new drink.
Yeah,
I don't get bloated on it.
That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key. You can, and it's crisp, and it's good in when it's hot.
Bit of lime.
All right. Yeah, so you've got it all sorted. So Canadian Club bringing us Triple M footy and prime time for this first hour. And it's a slightly earlier kickoff. Everyone, we've been dealing with these, 10 past 8 kickoffs, 10 past 7 Queensland time because of daylight saving. So 7:50 is the new Thursday night time, so I suppose for Queensland people it's a bit later for you, but 7:50 is what time we'll be going on Thursdays from now on. Very sad week with the passing away of Tommy Radonikis, and my goodness, hasn't the rugby league community come together, and it will be Tommy will be celebrated and mourned properly this weekend. West Tigers have announced they are, for this weekend only, retiring the number 7 jersey across all. They've got 4 grades playing over the weekend, so no one will be wearing number 7. And I believe, MG, you were telling me they're going to wear the black jumpers,
yes.
Western Suburbs style jumpers.
How good.
Brilliant.
And I think the halfback for each grade will lead the side out, as opposed to the captain. So
beautiful. Without number 7 on.
Yep.
Yep, great.
And we think there's going to be a minute silence at all the games.
Yeah,
because Tommy just wasn't Western Suburbs,
no.
The new town. He was New South Wales, he was Australia. You said it, MG, he was footy.
When you know a bloke, and I met him many times, and you know how crooked he's been for a while. Look, he had a bypass, heart bypass in 2006. And you know he's been dealing with health issues, but when the day comes that he passes, it's a very, very sad day to know that you'll never see him again. You know, and it's, he encapsulates exactly where I'm from, the Western Suburbs of Sydney. He was a Bathurst-born boy, and he made Western Suburbs. And that's, you know what, sometimes I was just driving in tonight thinking about Tommy and thinking about how he never gave in, about how he was the Fibros versus Silvertails. And he'd fabricate reasons to hate people, like Michael Jordan. No different to Michael Jordan, at a different level.
Yep.
And we see, look, tonight we might see an excuse from a team that loses. Well, I said that on the rush hour early in the week. Don't give us excuses. Just be better. Just be better. Mm. Like, don't worry about your injury toll. Don't worry about this. Just roll your sleeves up. That's what footy's about. Tackle harder than the blokes on the other side of the line want to tackle. Because ultimately, if you do that, you're going to win. Doesn't matter what team you got. It's all about attitude, rugby league. And Tommy Redonic's had the best attitude you could ever have.
All right. Well, we put this package together as we go to a break. Brent Rood will join us on the other side of this. But this weekend, we will certainly farewell Tommy Redonicus in style.
We've lost one of the legends of rugby league, Tommy Redonicus.
I've probably got no regrets, but I suppose I liked a good time a little bit too much.
But I've forgotten.
I played it with a passion. I was loyal.
Where I was.
He's died at the age of 70 after a long battle with cancer.
Cutting straight through all the board, I will accept you once more.
Whatever jersey I wore, I played my bum out for it.
Tommy made his name back in the day as the halfback for the Western Suburbs Magpies and the mighty Newtown Jets.
Got two wooden spoons. Wasn't very nice.
He played for Australia 29 times and was a regular in the New South Wales Blues.
State of origin, there's no more biff-ups, and that's what's affecting the game.
Even having a crack as coach in the 90s.
Where I got the biggest kick was coaching New South Wales.
He played 238 professional games of rugby league, and this was back in the 70s and 80s. It was tough.
Yous are tough, and yous can't go and swing a punch. You can't do anything.
He'll be most remembered running amok in the mighty Western Suburbs Magpies jersey. The son of Ukrainian parents, he became the epitome of what it is to be a Australian, inducted into the NRL Hall of Fame, awarded an Order of Australia medal, and infamous as an Aussie larrikin.
He put his hand up and said, "Coach, let's call it the cattle dog."
The legend, Tommy Redonicus. Rest in peace, mate.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
You know, the problem with people being generous is they just, Cam just at the back here gave us an Easter egg. Oh, we've all wolfed it down. Now we've got chocolate now. Not the easiest to talk with. Welcome back. Triple M rocking your Thursday night footy. It is South Sydney versus Brisbane tomorrow night. Warriors versus Manly is your 6 o'clock game. Who does that one? I know Maroon does it. You're part of that one. Both of you two.
I was, but I've got the night off to go to the reunion, so they'll be there.
Oh, that's why you're here tonight.
Yes.
Because you're reunion
there
tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. That's a lot of start goods for a South Sydney side
start,
that doesn't
man.
Have Cody Walker.
And Kalo Matunga too, who's been an outstanding player for South over the last couple of years. I was trying to build a case all day, Dan, trying to convince myself that the Broncos were a shot tonight. I really were. I thought the fact that, you know, the halves now have sort of, there's some consistency around, you know, getting some opportunities to work together. Over the last couple of weeks, you've got Lodge and you've got Pangai Jr. and you've got Haas all starting. And now Lodge and Haas have got one game back under their belt. You'd think they'd be obviously a little bit better for the run last week. And, you know, for the first 25 minutes against Melbourne, you know, they played okay. I mean, it was a weird sort of game and there was a few errors, but it wasn't until, you know, Pappenhausen went nuts for 11 minutes that really put them in that situation. And without Cody Walker and that combination with Cook through the middle today, if they can just be a little bit more resilient and a little bit more controlled with their game, you know, it's hard not to think that they can give themselves a chance.
Well, MJ, it seems like every week for the Broncos, they actually, they compete, except for a 15-20-minute patch where, for whatever reason, it just goes out all out the window, and that kills the game.
I don't know what it is, but there's a few teams in the competition like it. And we spoke before the Tommy tribute about rolling your sleeves up and just, you know, stop worrying about the process. Just do what you got to do. And that, we play footy. We're taught when we're youngsters to tackle around the legs and run harder than the other bloke. And I think a lot of guys, just, we overcomplicate the process of playing rugby league. We really do. We worry about the A defender and the B defender and the what corridor you run into and all this type of jargon that I goes over my head. I look at teams and after the first 10 minutes, you can usually see who's going to be the closest team to winning because they're running harder than the other team. They're tackling harder. Simple as that.
All right, so we all seem to be giving the Broncos at least a sniff, at least to keep it close.
Yeah, I think they will. There's some encouraging things, signs. Like Haas, you mentioned Haas, Dan. Haas and Lodge being back, they've only been back a week, and already Payne Haas ran for 140 metres. They've missed his big-time go-forward. They can do some stuff for the back of that. Milford's under the pump. He always seems to be, but Kevy's saying this week that he's unlikely to be re-signed. If he doesn't use that as some type of motivation, well, he doesn't deserve to be there.
Yeah. Brent Reed's joined us. Very stylish, Reedy. Got the chinos on and like a nice fancy sort of casual shirt? Jacket.
I saw you down there talking to a couple of Broncos.
Yeah, I was chatting to a couple of boys down the sideline.
Oh, wow.
You're a Broncos.
I was trying to fire them up. They need to win a game.
Did you tip the Broncos this week, Reddy?
I tip them every week, Gerds.
Okay.
That's why I'm coming last.
Okay.
Okay.
You use that as an excuse all the time. It's not one.
Why? Why do you? I know you.
Because you've got to be loyal, Dan.
But that's not
loyalty,
that's stupidity.
Dan. It's about loyalty.
But credibility's on the line. That's your name and your picture in the paper coming last in tipping.
Yeah, people don't know you. Don't know that you are a Broncos fan.
This guy's an idiot.
Yeah, they say he's a journo. What credibility's he got?
Well, they're half right.
What's the
a loyal idiot?
And what's the feel down there at ground level?
I reckon they're pretty
about
confident.
The
you know, well, I got the sense that they're a little bit of confidence tonight. No Cody Walker. No Kalamatangi. I reckon they think they're an outside hope tonight.
Now, for those who weren't listening before 7 o'clock in Sydney, and now we go to a whole stack of stations, so they wouldn't have heard you, what is the latest on Adam Reynolds? Has anything changed in the last few days?
Well, it's a bit changed the last few days because he got the South final position. The final position is they won't give him anything more than a one-year deal. So Adam Reynolds is obviously now going to market, and there's a couple of clubs looking at him. Obviously, the Cowboys are one, but I think Brisbane's a real smoky in the Adam Reynolds chase. I think they're going to have a good, hard look at Adam Reynolds. Obviously, MG just mentioned before the Anthony Milford situation where, he's on the outer a little bit. They're struggling to hold Tommy Dearden because the Cowboys are in for Tommy Dearden. I think wherever Tommy Dearden doesn't go, that's where Adam Reynolds will go.
Right.
So if Tommy Dearden stays in Brisbane, maybe Reynolds goes to the Cowboys.
So Rudy, do you get the feeling the Cowboys are after Dearden more than they would be after Reynolds because of his, youth?
I think so. And here's the guy they targeted very early.
It'd be cheaper too.
Well, he'd be cheaper. And Michael Morgan actually was at a specialist in Brisbane this afternoon. He flew to Brisbane, as I understand it, to visit a specialist this afternoon to get a final verdict on that shoulder problem, Michael Morgan. The expectation is still that Michael Morgan probably won't go on next year. Now, that would mean they've got a ton of money to spend. And I think Tommy Dearden's their priority, but if they miss him, then I think Adam Reynolds is certainly on their radar, and I wouldn't rule out them going for both those guys.
But why would Brisbane, if the Cowboys, the Broncos have always rated Tommy Dearden as to be, the next big thing coming through, why would they allow him to go to the Cowboys if...
Well, they won't allow him to go, Gerds. He might decide to. I mean, he's not getting a real shot here at the moment. He's obviously playing tonight, but he's been on the bench past couple of weeks, didn't start the season, so... I mean, that'd be Tommy Dearden's decision. Yeah. Tommy Dearden has indicated that he wants to stay publicly, but, he's obviously got a decision to make because the Cowboys might throw plenty of cash at him.
Mm. All right. Is the reason for South's obstinance, are they that hard up with the cap? Because we see a lot of times, and we've seen it for 20 years, when clubs really want to let a player go, they use the salary cap as a handy excuse. Do you get the feeling South are doing that, or... they are really up against it with the cap because they haven't signed Latrell beyond what?
Yeah.
Well, he re-signed, didn't he? But not for long, long term.
Well,
so
I think it's twofold then, right? I think one is the cap. But as you said, if clubs want to get someone under the cap, they just move someone. You know, if South wanted to desperately keep Adam Reynolds in 2 years' time, they would find a way to keep him. They'd move someone.
Well, Gagai would be on decent money.
Well, I don't think Gagai will be there next year.
That's what I mean. Money will clear up.
The bigger issue is Cody Walker. He's off contract in a year's time, and he's going to cost them a lot of money to keep. And I think he's a priority over Reynolds because I think they think he offers them something that maybe Reynolds doesn't or something that perhaps they can't find necessarily on the open market.
Mm.
So I think he's more of a priority, but I also think they're worried injury-wise about Adam's body. That's the sense I get. Now, we've seen stories that come out about his back and rumours he doesn't train as often as a lot of other guys, and Wayne Bennett obviously shot that down the other day, but it was interesting. The day Wayne Bennett shot that down, Adam Reynolds was training in a no-contact bib. So I mean, he obviously does a little less than everyone else.
Yes.
So I think their concerns are twofold. One,
well, he's had a crook back and crook back for a while.
Yeah, his body's a concern, but the cap's a serious concern for them as well. Yes.
Just before we go any further, I'm watching both teams warming up out here, and I must say I've never seen anything like it. There's the Broncos players are kicking 40, trying 40 and 20s right from the South Sydney areas, and then Latrell's kicking off from halfway with all the Broncos. You know how you're usually in one side of the. They're all over the shop doing different things. I don't know what to make of it. Anyway.
They might start tackling each other.
Well, let's get done early.
Would you love to see it?
Cardi, the assistant coach out there with Alfie, with his players, and got John Sutton out there with the Rabbitohs. It's just, you don't usually see them so in each other's face as much as, when they're warming up.
Now, it says here, Rudy, on the rundown, I assume this is you, Dragons now set to re-sign Corey Norman.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay.
It wouldn't surprise me. He's going to have to take a massive pay cut.
Sydney Morning Herald reported that. I'll give the right attribution. Sydney Morning Herald. Good idea.
Yeah, I think under Hook, yes. I think, Hook's been fantastic. Matty Elliott's been good for them. I think Peter General's been good for them. This older coaching roster that they've got, obviously something's working because Dragons were in the headlines for all the wrong reasons in the off-season. You know, the McInnes thing and...
Well, he was in the headlines.
He was in the headlines. And then they were in the headlines for different other things as far as, you know, not signing him and Frizzell went and they just seemed to be under the pump from the week get-go. But as soon as they started playing footy, we realised that they were the real deal. They were trying harder. Their game the other week, they put it on. They was against Newcastle. Every time Newcastle got the ball, they just... Yeah. Tackle them out of the
Players camp. Always want a contract after they have three wins in a row. I mean, you need to be careful as a club, you know, going down that path because at the moment, yeah, they had an ordinary Charity Shield. They lost their first round convincingly against the Sharks, who have turned out to be, you know, a bit of a surprise in the competition thus far. The other two wins were against sides that haven't really beaten anyone yet. And Newcastle...
Well, busted.
They're one of the biggest disappointments so far of the year with, you know, their last couple of weeks and, you know, we can use the injury excuse. So until we get up, they go up another class and they compete against...
Parramatta on Sunday, haven't they?
The Parramattas and some of those top... teams, we just need to see, I think, the performance of some of these halves and playmakers when they need to play more off the back foot. Well, effort-wise, they can definitely build off what they did against Newcastle. Yeah. That was a great performance.
Theory I heard, there's so many experts on the game, I can't remember who said it, but that McCulloch is part of the reason Norman is firing, because McCulloch is sort of straightening Norman and keeping him on the straight and narrow. Well, maybe there's something to that.
Well, McCulloch, we all thought, why would you sign a guy for 3 years who's just blown his hamstring at hooker, and he's in the twilight, and he's been one of the, and he's missed one tackle, he's leading the tackle counters after four rounds, he's missed one all year.
I'll tell you what they've done really well, they've got other clubs to pitch in for players.
Yeah, yeah.
So their salary cap, most clubs are operating under a 9.6 cap. They've got 10.6 because Brisbane are putting 500 in for Bird. They're putting 300, I think, in for McCulloch. They're getting 100 for two other players. At the top of my head, I can't remember who they are. Yeah. Oh, Daniel Alvaro and one other. It's $1 million. And if they get Josh Maguire, the Cowboys will have to put in 400 or so of that.
Wow.
So they're going to be... they've done it really well.
That's
really
shrewd.
Smart.
Yeah.
And so that more than covers for the Bellon, who's been taking, what, 600 out of their cap and hasn't been able to play. All right, Jake Friend retired. We knew that was going to happen, Gerds, and probably sanity prevailing there, and we wish Jake all the best. And you just get the sense with the Roosters, they always seem to make the right decisions when it comes to that sort of thing. So
he's a young man, Dan, isn't he? And he's had
his life ahead of him.
Not many people play the game tougher than Jake, put his head where most people wouldn't put their feet for a long period of time.
20 concussions, apparently.
Yeah, it's
and
a lot.
And they're the ones that have been documented.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. You know, they're not the little bell ringers that you get where you shake them off during the game, and I imagine how many of those he had. But what a warrior, what a leader for the Roosters. We spoke about him on Rush Hour with MG, how resilient he was with injury. You know, when he first came in, he was a bit of a loose cannon. They sorted him out. He was in the right environment, went on to do some amazing things there at the Roosters. But I think the most impressive thing for me about Jake's career was about 3 or 4 years ago, he got put under a fair bit of pressure. There were some young guys coming through. There was Victor coming onto the scene, and the game was changing, and he kind of needed to find a different way. He was starting to get a little bit pedestrian out of dummy half. He was predictable, and the Roosters needed to find an answer, and I think they benched him there for a little while, and there was talk that he was going to be sort of, you know, one of the casualties for, you know, the new game and the new way it was being played. Yeah. And he just found a way. I remember he came out and I'm not sure who it was against, but he chipped and chased and then put in another kick and started just doing things that we hadn't seen him do before, reinvented himself at an old age, which isn't easy to do, and then went on to do some, you know, win a couple of premierships and capped it off with last year.
That was the one he wanted to do. He wanted to play
Origin.
That was
amazing. And played a test as well, I think.
Yeah.
Imagine how many games you would have played for Queensland if it wasn't for Cameron Smith.
Yeah.
He would have been, you know,
great career.
15, 20.
Yeah.
Good man.
I spoke to Trent Robinson, the Savo, about him. He said he remembers sitting down with Jake Friend and Brian Smith in a park at Coogee in 2010 when Jake was estranged from the game after everything had happened. And he said to, and they said to Jake, what do you want to do, mate? He said, I just want to get back and play a few games. He played 200 more.
That's a few. All right. Good stuff, ready? Are you with us or are you done?
No, Emma's on.
Oh, you're just pinch hitting.
Well, we're talking about doing a duet, aren't we?
Yeah, is that right? A tandem.
Dolly Parton, Kenny Rogers type duet.
Islands in the Stream.
That's it.
All right.
You'd be Dolly.
Well.
Triple M. Canadian club bringing us prime time. We will have more after this.
For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water. Triple M rocks footy.
Yes, indeed. Canadian club bring us NRL prime time on a Thursday night. I tell you what, Gerds and MG, doesn't that tarp over there, the Maccas, even Maccas makes tarps look appetising. Ooh. It's in the form of fries.
Oh, it's like the bucket of chips.
Yes.
The bucket of fries.
It looks, you've got all the other tarps that look like tarps, but there's something about the Maccas tarp. Now I want bloody French fries.
Well, something would be nice because I'm starving. And there's no food here at the moment.
Well, hang on. You've got the stadium hookup, mate. Don't look at us.
I'm going to...
Shane Smith or whatever.
The general... Stoygen.
Shane Stoddard, mate, please.
Stoddard. There we go. We'll ring him.
Well, I think it's South. Isn't it South like supposed to feed us? It's their home game.
Okay.
Where's Jeremy?
Ream Hot Water. He's doing the grand announcing. Ream Hot Water and Mac has also bring us Triple M footy. Gertz, how do you judge the Broncos so far? Obviously, it's been pretty lean. They had that one win over the Bulldogs. Or let me ask in this form. How's Kevin Walters going?
Moderate.
It's hard. It's really hard to say at this point in time, Dan, because, I mean, my expectations of the Broncos this year were pretty minimal. But every time that I go and have a good look at this young roster that we've been talking about for a few years, I kind of get excited. You know, I think Turpin missed a week and that really hurt him. I think with him in that side, and if they can just get some consistency through those key positions, I think Azarko is developing into a decent one, and he'll get better as time goes on. Looking forward, you've still got Stags to come back into the lineup. I actually think Milford's looking fitter this year than I've seen him previously, so I think that he's had a pretty good preseason now. He just needs to find a little bit of confidence, not just in his own game, but in some of the people around him. That combination, if he can get some confidence with Turpin and Dearden and understand what Dearden's role is, and Milford can just hang off that and play a little bit of footy, I can see them having a little bit of joy this year. I tip they would come sort of bottom two, bottom three. I think they might have a little run at some point through the year.
Has Kevy been a bit harsh on Milford?
I think he's just trying to get a reaction out of him, Dan. Right. I think they've probably tried everything up there to get, you know, he's had a couple of consistent years, but I just think he's just being honest.
Tough love.
And probably needs, he's probably a guy that's been looked after a lot internally because he's always getting a lot of attention externally. And I think maybe Kevy's trying a different tack to try and get the best out of him.
Why don't they persist with him at fullback, I wonder? That's where the Canberra Raiders bought him, and that's where he played and got the big deal with the Broncos because he was a fantastic fullback for the Raiders.
Well, Darius Boyd was always the issue, wasn't it? Because they had Darius there and then they had to move him away.
I'd put him with fullback.
Because he's not an organiser.
No. He's a ball runner.
Yeah.
And he, as Gerd said, I agree. He looks fitter this year. So you've got to be fitter to be fullback. And I think he could handle it. I know Osako's coming on as well, but if you're going to put Milford anyway, put him with fullback.
Isn't MG unbelievable? 30 seconds after he blows up... In comes the sausage rolls, the pies, and there was old... But what happened to the drumsticks?
Yeah, they're a bit chilly.
No, they were for next door.
It's got here.
Were they?
You know it's got here? Triple M food at 6 o'clock. What time is it now? 7:45.
You're still whinging.
No, I'm
it's unbelievable. Well, you're still whinging.
You've got to feed the big dog. Come on. I'm starving.
All right.
I am absolutely fanging.
Let's clear our final break, and then it is the start of this class. The Rabbitohs and the Broncos here live on Triple M Footy. Prime time for Canadian Club.
Thanks to McDonald's. Triple M rocks footy.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot, and strong. Install a Ream.